It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Here is the 411 on the 317. I think you might have done this yesterday, Alex. I don't know.
I didn't go yet.
You did not. Okay. Well, you can. Early voting started yesterday, and it ends at noon on Monday, November 5th, the day before the election. If you're in Marion County, you can vote early in the clerk's office. You will also be able to place your vote at one of six satellite locations in Marion County starting October 26th through November 4th. Details of those locations, I'll put them up at RadioNowIndy.com.
There's this kid named Tyler Trent. He's a Purdue graduate. I say kid, I mean, you know, a young guy.
He's young, yeah.
And he is facing a really rare bone cancer, and a whole bunch of people kind of gathered to do something special for him.
A few hundred people fill the front yard in Carmel.
You're so good to me.
Singing and praying for Tyler Trent.
We're here to focus on the celebration that you're with them, and that you have a promise for us that's much better than anything we can ever experience in this world.
The Savior Serenade is a show of love for people fighting cancer.
We hope that it gives them a memory, a good memory, a positive memory in the midst of, you know, a tough battle, something to remember that takes away the focus on the cancer, but more focuses on the love that was surrounding them during the time.
Definitely overwhelmed the fact that, like I said, all those people would show up for me, and all those people knew who I was and had heard of my story and were at least touched by my story in some way, shape, or form.
The Purdue sophomore has touched many during his four-year battle with osteosarcoma. The rare bone cancer led to shoulder and pelvis reconstruction for Tyler. The latest tumor on his spine can no longer be treated. Since announcing last month that he could not return to Purdue, he was awarded his degree. The football team delivered a game ball.
We thought there's no one better deserving than you to have this.
And he received the inaugural Purdue Alumni Impact Award.
The Lord is moving, and that my story has definitely had an impact on people in the way that I prayed it would.
Just an incredible young man right there with such faith. And I've heard about him. I go to a College Park Church, and I believe they attend there, but I've heard them talk about him before. And
oh, really?
Just to see that story, just wow.
Yep. Know?
It's just an incredible young man right there, and a family too. And our final story today for the 411 and the 317, NDOT says keep the electric scooters off the highway.
I cannot believe this happened.
This is just insane. The Indiana Department of Transportation, NDOT, says, listen, here's a reminder. Scooters are not allowed on the interstates. The agency tweeted that anyone who sees scooters riding on the highway should contact law enforcement immediately. The reminder came after an RTV6 reporter tweeted around 3 a.m. that she saw three people riding scooters on I-65. Not only were the scooters operating on the highway, they were going southbound on I-65 northbound.
I cannot believe somebody did that. Like, I would be terrified to do that. Terrified.
Just stupid. Dumb. And my wife's got the stupidest obsession with these Lime and Bird scooters.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't her.
This would be my wife. Another reason I'm going to get fired. All right, that's your 411 on the 317 here on the Joe and Alex Show.